Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So there's this story that is dividing workplaces all over the DMV. Everybody's arguing at the water cooler about this one. In Fairfax, Virginia, in a neighborhood, in a Fairfax County spot named Greenbrier, a house that had looked very normal and had kind of fit in with all the other houses.
That's a key point, by the way.
Is getting a lot bigger. So what happened was these people have decided to build an extension onto their home. And they're not just doing your normal extension. They're going up three levels as if it's some gigantic building. And imagine, it's not a Lego neighborhood where the houses are like 10 feet apart with little alleys. But in this non-HOA neighborhood, where you don't need a whole lot of permission other than just stay on your property. That's kind of the rule. Do what you want, but stay on your property. They're technically allowed to build whatever they want to. So they've got this monstrosity that's a three-story, very tall, long addition to this home that looks completely out of place and ridiculous that you can see from several streets over.
Not only that, but it basically abuts, if that's even a the appropriate word, the next-door neighbor's driveway, property line, etc. If you had a mile in either direction, you build what you build, but everybody's right there. This woman who lives next door to this guy, and we have some more key details to fill in, went from having sunlight to none. Went from having a window that looked outside that you would, of course, see your neighbor's house, but you could see other things. You now can't see anything. Imagine you had an apartment building where you bought a condo, and then they built another apartment building 7 feet from your window, and the only thing you see now is a wall.
On their property, not
yours. Pretty
much,
yeah. Like, it's insane. So Michael Wynn is the gentleman's name who went through all the approval processes and is not violating any laws, right? So he got his approvals, which, by the way, insane failure. Whoever said yes, fired immediately and apologize in written form and in public, like, flog yourself a couple times.
Well, here's the problem, I think, with that, though, is without knowing the details of the paperwork that was done, this isn't an HOA. So, yes, you need approval to build things. But you're basing it on law, essentially. You're basing it on what is and is not allowed. And if there's nothing on the books that says, on your property, you can't do X, then it's a really hard case to make against these people. But this is the news story from ABC7 News on Your Side discussing what's going on in this Greenbrier neighborhood in Fairfax, Virginia.
This one-story home is where Chris Leonard and his wife live, and this home next door belongs to three generations of the Wynn family. What's got a lot of folks talking is the size of the addition being built to the Wynn's home right here.
This is the most hideous thing I've ever seen in this neighborhood.
Wanda Mitchell grew up in Greenbrier and says she's never seen anything like this. Her mother is an original homeowner from 1968 and still lives here.
Oh, it's hideous. It should never be allowed in this community.
Homeowner Mike Wynn says he's building the addition because his home is too small for the three generations that live here.
Asian culture, we tend to stay with have our parents stay with us, so we can take care of them when they get older. We don't send them to the nursing home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Is it hideous? Yes. Is it a nuisance? Absolutely. Is it selfish? Totally. But there's no HOA. They're not violating any rules. So this is one of those where it's a pain in the ass and it looks gross and you just kind of have to wear it.
Right. So the idea, though, is, or a couple things on this. You heard in the clip, the owner of the home says, we want to have room for our grandparents. They can be close to their grandkids and we want to have them live with us. All very reasonable things to want to do, by the way. Do those things. The idea that the only possible solution for that is to build a 30-foot high, 60-foot long monstrosity. That's the only place they could possibly live? I bet you could put another bedroom on the back of the house and no one would notice. I bet you could put a small little separate house towards the back of the property line. I bet you there's a bunch of creative solutions that aren't an enormous 30 by 60, three-floored situation. You want those old folks waddling up to the top floor when they're puttering around in their 80s and 90s?
I'm assuming there's going to be an elevator.
There's plenty of room for multiple elevators. Yeah. Which wing? East wing, north wing, south wing? It is insane. Here's what I care about the most.
Well, can I ask a question
Please,
first, though?
Yeah.
I mean, because it seems like you're acknowledging that they're allowed to do this. Because a lot of people are yelling that basically this thing should be torn down. Like, the rules are the rules.
Right.
What they're doing is ridiculous, yes. And I agree that it is ugly, and if I was a neighbor, I'd be furious. But this is the downside, I guess, and I use that word very lightly, because I hate HOAs.
Oh, the HOA loves to involve itself in stuff.
I am not a fan of HOAs. Everywhere I've ever lived, I've paid HOA fees, and I'm been a part of it.
Here's the argument for the HOA right here.
I dream about living in a neighborhood where there's no HOA, but there's not a lot of oversight in this situation.
Right. So the permit you, anybody that's ever tried to add an addition or build stuff, even if you don't have an HOA, you still have to go through and get county permits. For example, if I'm like, you know what I want to do is, I'm just making this up, it's stupid, but I want to build a catapult in my front yard. Let me make sure that I can do that. And then the permit office will go, no, for a lot of reasons, you can't do that. You can't build a structure this close to this or that close to that. So they're reviewing it again now because it's a monstrosity, but because it's too close to their next door neighbor's property line. You can't have a structure
It'd
that close.
Funny if they
close.
Have to move it over 6 feet to the left
yeah,
or something.
But, which who knows? Yeah, but if you just back off about 7-8 inches, you'd be just fine. And now you can keep your monstrosity.
That's a huge amount of inches.
That's an enormous, I mean, who could deal with something like that? But the point of the dude's story is the idea of, well, they didn't violate any rules. This is the most selfish,
yes,
insane, everyone should be furious at this person all the time actions.
Yeah, what do you do to this neighbor? And I think you stop short of, like, you're not harassing them.
Nope.
You're not throwing eggs at their house. But how do you let them know that everyone else in this community can't stand you now?
I don't know. And I would push the boundaries. I would tell you that. Like, you have now, if you're on the next door neighbor, you have ruined my experience in this neighborhood. Quite literally, that's not hyperbolic.
And there's not a whole lot worse legally you can do than making my home a place I don't like.
Yeah.
At a time where interest rates have skyrocketed and I probably, am screwed if I've got to go buy a house.
Do I have to do a showing on my current house? Do I have to sell my current one? How's that going to go?
How
does that go?
That's such a good point.
How does the showing go?
You just lost tens of thousands of dollars on your home because someone that when I was selling my townhouse several years ago, I knew because I was backed up to Telegraph Road a little bit through a tree line. It wasn't loud, but it was close enough, even with the fence, that it was going to be an issue.
Yep.
Some houses have things. You're near the road, or you don't have this, or there's not a metro nearby.
What's the address? 3212? Well, that's 3210. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at the size of that thing. We're leaving.
You just added a thing. It is now harder to sell because there is a Great Wall of Fairfax next to you.
This isn't and eventually you're going to have to do some septic maintenance, or at some point, some of these windows are older. You'll call Window Nation a few years after you move in. No. This has ruined the neighborhood, ruined the next door. And again, so a lot of neighbors will pretend it's something else, but it's the aesthetic, right? They get mad when something looks stupid and a monstrosity or whatever. I don't care about that near as much. Like, there are paint colors. There's a million things that I don't prefer that any millions of neighbors that I've had over the years have had. I'm sure there are things about me they can't stand. Like, if you leave your lawn unkept or you know, this stupid flower that they grow every year attracts the deer. And that's annoying because they traipse through my yard. There's a million little persnickety things that happen in neighborhoods. That's all normal and that's all above board and that's all fine. Well, those disputes will be forever and time in memoriam. This selfish, horrendous, obnoxious act by this horse's ass is unforgivable. And I don't know what I would do, but I would push the boundaries. I'm not trying to be a tough guy thing. Like, this is insane. This is insane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.